1 John 2. My children, these things I write to you in order that you may not sin. And if anyone sin, we have a patron with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, but not for ours alone, but also for the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him verily the love of God is perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that says he abides in him ought, even as he walked, himself also so to walk. Beloved, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye heard. Again, I write a new commandment to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing, and the true light already shines. He who says he is in the light, and hates his brother, is in the darkness until now. He that loves his brother abides in light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in the darkness, and walks in the darkness, and knows not where he goes, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing, and its lust, but he that does the will of God abides for eternity. Little children, it is the last hour. And, according as ye have heard that Antichrist comes, even now there have come many Antichrists, whence we know that it is the last hour. They went out from among us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have surely remained with us, but that they might be made manifest that none are of us. And ye have the unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son has not the Father either. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which ye have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what ye have heard from the beginning abides in you, ye also shall abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he has promised us, life eternal. These things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray, and yourselves, the unction which ye have received from him, abides in you, and ye have not need that anyone should teach you. But as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, children, abide in him, that if he be manifested, we may have boldness, and not be put to shame from before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, know that everyone who practices righteousness is begotten of him.